The debate will be the first of six between Democratic incumbent Russ Feingold and Republican challenger Tim Michels. Michels is a construction executive who touts his experience in the U.S. Army. Feingold is seeking his third term in the U.S. Senate. He previously served 10 years in the state legislature. In early polls, Michels is running well behind Feingold, and in one survey, a third of those questioned didn't recognize his name. Thomas Holbrook is a professor with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Political Science Department. Holbrook says poll numbers will likely affect the way Michels debates.
I would expect him to try to be fairly aggressive, try to go after Feingold on some issues, maybe some issues to try to rev up his own base.
Holbrook says the debates could help shape the Senate race, but he says TV ads, each campaign's organization, and the way the media covers the candidates will play larger roles.
I hate to say it, but I don't think there's much that's going to get people revved up about watching one of the Senate debates. These things just tend to be events that, you know, at some level, the political junkies will tune in for, people who already know how they're going to vote. I don't think there's much that can happen in these debates that's going to make people really want to tune in for the next one.
For those who do, the candidates will debate in Wausau, Eau Claire, Oshkosh, Madison, and again in Milwaukee over the course of the next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.